I hope you are too. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. If you're looking for a job or you're looking for employees, make sure you check out HireMeNevada.com. And today's poll question at 991FMTalk.com. Do you think businesses should be allowed to reopen now? Now, that's specifically for our area, even though it doesn't say it. But there are places all across the country like ours that are not California, that are not Illinois, that are not New York, that can, that they're not Oregon or Georgia. Big cities, people crammed together, people not washing their hands, people, you know, not have gotten us to this point. Should our area businesses be allowed to reopen? We do not see the numbers here. We know how to physical distance. So what do you think? 991fmtalk.com. Do you think businesses should be allowed to reopen as the governor is doing even more to shut people down? Fightfornevada.com. Do you want to see him recalled? Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Mike in Gardnerville this morning. Hi, Mike. You want to continue our conversation about firefighters?
Yeah, I think it's not right him saying that these guys are milking the system. You know, if they're only working 8-hour shifts, we got to hire three times as many employees. That means three times as many retirements, three times as many benefit packages. So they're working 24-hour shifts because you got to have people on. You got to have ambulances on or first responders. So, you know, that's
right. Mike. But I've gotten emails from retired bat chiefs in our area that are totally agreeing with what Jeff is saying, that they are milking the system for, you know, because they can. Because the union takes such great care of them. And again, it closed firehouses that are supposed to be opened. And just the whole premise of, you know, the union is in control in this area. I'm not saying this is everywhere, but in Reno.
Well, the unions mess things up all over because they're not honest people. Not the fire department, the union itself. You know, and that's what happened to the auto industry. People don't have to work and they still get paid. So they're not honest either, and they just care about making money for themselves. But my great uncle, he was the vice president of the United Auto Workers Union. You know, he was a lifetime Democrat. And when he retired, he goes, "I don't care who's president anymore. I've made all my money." You know, he traveled the world on union dues. So
Yeah,
so I saw it firsthand how that was. So, but you know, but they do have to work 24-hour shifts. You know, if they only wanted them work 8-hour shifts, then we'd have to hire a lot more people. So they'd have to find a way to do this. But you would have to hire a lot more employees, a lot more benefit packages, a lot more retirement packages. I'm not saying that the union's not trying to do stuff, but I think the county, unfortunately, the county said okay to it, and the city said okay to it, to the union, instead of saying no. Same thing with
the
board,
the city,
and everybody else. And say okay. You know, you have these city managers that retire with $800,000 retirements because the city said okay to it.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's the same thing with the school system. It's the same thing down the line. And it all points back to the same problem, the mayor and the city council. So we have to remember this.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to remember this.
California, the PERS. So if a county cannot pay the PERS, they have ability to take over all the property tax before it even gets to the county to pay off the PERS if the county cannot provide the funding for the retirement. So the retirement system can actually take all of the property tax before it ever gets to the county for the other needs and take it all if they want to.
And Mike,
and I do not know if Nevada is the same way.
It is going to bankrupt us. the state, the, I mean, everything that they've got going on for people and their retirements are on the backs of the workers here in Nevada. And if people would only pay attention to even a portion of what the public employee retirement system has put together and how they are literally bankrupting every single state across this country, it is the biggest. This is what's probably going to take us down in the long run, is promising people all this money. I mean, just look at the one for the postal workers, you know, that was put through the federal government. That's not even a federal agency. That's not even a government agency.
Yeah, we'd have to triple our workforce every 20 years to pay for all this stuff. And that's impossible with Social Security and everything else. It's not never going to happen. At one point, it can't be paid.
Yeah. Mike, thank you so much for calling in and helping bring this to people's light. They don't pay attention to things like this when they're talking about new hirings. And speaking of new hirings, we're supposed to be getting a new city manager for the city of Reno. I guess one of the names being floated around, I've got to get more into this, but is Police Chief Jason Soto. So how's that working for people? Did you know that? Thanks for the call, Mike, and I hope to hear from you again soon. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Joe this morning. Joe, what would you, you got a parody on Governor Sisolak?
I'd like to thank him for closing pretty much the dealerships and the open houses. You know, when I went to the dealership last week, there must have been at least 30 people at the Ford dealer and at the Dodge dealer, all wanting to buy new cars all of a sudden while we're having this mess. And geez,
yeah,
I went to an open house and there must have been 20 people standing inside the house looking at everything.
Yeah, were all wondering how these were deemed, you know, essential businesses when everybody else is having to shut down. Even places that have to sterilize on a regular basis, yet, you know, I mean, no ill will to the car dealerships out there, but come on, you're not even being fair to people.
He's trying to close down good businesses, so when he asks for money from the federal government for all of our lost revenue, he'll get even more and he'll give it to all his cronies. We all know these two businesses are not swamped with customers or clients. I mean, it's rare where you get 10 people that show up for an open house at the same time. So I'd simply call him Governor Sisolak.
Governor Sisolak. I like that. I was going
keep
with Schmucklak, but I like Sisolak too.
Going to quit, replaced with Soto. I just read in the paper he's going to be retired and he's still going to be an active employee, so he's double dipping. Do we really have an extra $200,000 a year to blow on him? No. Have a good day, Monica.
You too, Joe. Thanks for the call and thanks for the smile with Sisolak. I'll have to remember that. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Kurt this morning at 884-9910. Thanks for all the phone calls today. Hi, Kurt.
Hello, Monica. How are you?
I'm staying strong. I'm staying healthy, but I'm bored as hell. Not with you, though.
I can't fall into that last category because I fall into one of the essential worker categories.
Oh, okay.
So I'm out there in the field of logistics and transportation, and took a few minutes on a break to call and ask some questions. But your call screener answered gave me a lot of answers.
Oh well, so, I have a very intelligent call screener.
Yeah, I didn't know that our what I thought were temporary fire stations are actually permanent fire stations.
Yeah, they're just temporarily closed. And I'm using air quotes.
No, I mean, no.
Oh, the ones that replaced the ones downtown. Okay.
Yeah. Huh. Anyway, I am going to have, or I would like to call back and schedule some time with you. My name is Kurt Gottschalk, and I am running for Reno City Council Ward 5.
Who are you running against?
Naoma Jordan is the incumbent, and there are two other individuals. One, can't think of her first name, but last name is Fink, and she is a family is long-term Truckee Meadows. Been involved in real estate for a long time.
Okay, real estate is very pro-growth, so people know and understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Go
ahead.
Where can people find out about your campaign and your beliefs, what you're backing?
I'm in the process of having that all put together. I just jumped in at the last moment. Something that I've been had thrown around in my mind. Short synopsis, I've been here for 40 years. I've been involved in the community. I spent got termed out of being on the advisory boards in the Northwest on the McQueen area. I've been involved with service clubs for 25 plus years, and I decided to put my name and put it out there and see if I can make a difference on the council.
I'm glad you did, because I was getting downright terrified that nobody was going to run against Naoma Jordan, because even though she's a Republican, I believe she's more damage on the council as a rhino than a true conservative, a fiscally conservative Republican. So I am so glad to hear that you're running against her, Kurt. And once you get your website and everything all together, make sure you get back with my producer and he will get you on the schedule and we'll do a nice little chat on issues and how people can support you or anything else you need.
Wonderful.
Kurt, you have a fantastic weekend and thanks for calling in and doing what you can for the community all these past four decades. But just so everybody knows, this is your live and local FM talk show, your place to talk. I don't care if you're Republican, if you're Democrat, if you're Rhino, if Naoma Jordan wants to call in, please have at it. If you are running for office, call my producer, Craig, get on the schedule. We're not worried about, equal time and stuff like that here during this period. But you know what? I still want to hear from you. I want everybody's views to be known and how you want to help the community or how you can help the community. Because right now, we're floundering. We are literally, we don't have our heads above water. We're like bobbing up and down. Going under, coming back up, going under, coming back up. We'll be back here on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So happy to be with you on this Friday, on this Good Friday. I hope you are feeling blessed with everything that is going on in your life, especially if you have a job right now. HireMeNevada.com if you're looking for work or if you're looking for employees. There are still a lot of companies out there looking for employees. So you don't have to necessarily go on to unemployment, but the way they're doing it, it seems like unemployment is more attractive right now because of the amount of money that you're getting. I want to do just a little something here out of the norm, because I think this is very sweet, and we need some sweetness. Putting together a birthday parade. Speaking of birthdays, happy birthday to Sparks City Councilwoman Charlene Bybee. Love that woman. Adore. But Molly. Molly's baby girl is turning 2 in a week. Now, they are trying to put together a little birthday parade for her. This was texted to me. They live on Tallweed Road. They're going to have a little drive-by celebration between 4:45 and 5:15 next Friday. Next Friday. So write that down. Remember this. Or no, it's today, actually. Oh, it's today, April 10th. Sorry. She put this out last week. They're going to be watching from their windows between 4:45 and 5:15 if you want to take part in the parade. By the way, she loves motorcycles. So if we've got any motorcyclists out there who want to participate in this. But, you know, she's turning 2. And she's very excited about her birthday. And so that's why they're doing this. That's down in Double Diamond Ranch. This was just put out to the neighbors, but I think we can do more than that. So today at 4:45, weather permitting, of course, it's gorgeous outside, so I don't see why there would be an issue. I'll mention this again before we wrap up the show, but I think that's fantastic. There's going to be signs and balloons, and her parents have a special something for her. And that's just the sweetest thing. Especially when we're living in the time of coronavirus. By the way, this update brought to you by Real Construction. 478,000 cases across the United States. 17,000, almost 18,000 deaths now. But you know what? The majority of those in New York, Illinois, California. And when you start breaking down the numbers, people think, how horrible for New York. What is going on there? They don't have what they need. People are dying because they don't have what they need. Well, just so you know, 16 hospitals have shut down in New York because of socialized medicine. Here in Washoe County, we have had 10 deaths. That is our current number. And 315 active cases. Watch the numbers. Watch the numbers. Because when all is said and done, I think you're going to find out some very surprising information about how this economy has been shut down for numbers that, well, we see every year for different things. Specialists in all insurance-related restoration projects, Real Construction is open for business. They are absolutely 100% essential. Call them at 359-0700. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Brian this morning. Hi, Brian. You want to talk about voting by mail?
Yes. I live in South Lake Tahoe, El Dorado County. And in the last election, they sent me a mail ballot. Well, okay, that's fine. But when I went to mail it back, I had to put my return address and sign it. Now, why do they need me to sign the envelope and have my return address? So I went down to drop it off manually at a place at a local grocery store, and they wouldn't accept it unless it was put in an envelope with, guess what, my signature and my return address. I thought the voting was anonymous, you know?
Well, only when they want it to be.
You know.
Yeah. They use the excuse that they have to verify your signature. But when this is why Nancy Pelosi is pushing for federal mail-in ballots, which I thought it was up to the state how you vote. But, you know, I guess I'm mistaken on that when Nancy Pelosi wants her way. But it's to verify your signature. So the signature on your ballot actually matches the signature that's on the outside so they can say, oh, okay, this wasn't tampered with. and the voter registration, they can match it to that as well. But you know what?
I don't remember.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't remember signing the actual ballot.
There should be a place for your signature on the Craig, do you sign the ballot itself? Or is that the...
No, you sign the internal envelope. There's two envelopes, an outer envelope that's the mailing envelope, and the inner envelope, which is what you put your
ballot into.
Ballot into, and then you sign the outer envelope, this inner envelope that your ballot is actually in. So nobody on the outside world, like the postmaster or anybody, can see your signature.
See, I always vote early voting when I'm doing my grocery shopping, so I haven't put out an absentee ballot in a long time. But there are people in states who say this is perfectly fine, we do it all the time, but there is a big case for voter fraud in it because names and addresses are collected. We've heard about the dead voting Democrat. That's how they do it, because the people who pass away are not taken off of the voter rolls, and so people they get those ballots, they write their signature or they try to match them, and it's just right for voter fraud. So, Brian, this is something you have to question all of your elected representatives. And then we have to go back. I think there's got to be a verification process that, hey, is this you? Did you send this in? Are you a registered voter? I guess you can't ask if you're a U.S. citizen, but, you know, we have to come up with better systems that can't be impeded on. But Brian, thank you for bringing up the question and at least being concerned enough to want answers, because there are too many people in society that just say, oh, we're doing it. Okay. Doing it this way this time. We need to rise above that. Complacency kills. Here's a Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. It's the Monica J. Show, helping you whatever way I can. Email me at Monica at 991fmtalk.com, or you can always call in or text at the same number, 884-9910. Today's poll question on our website, 991fmtalk.com. Love to hear from you and your thoughts. Remember, you've got a yes or no, and then you've got that other. That other is a way, just click that, and it gives you the opportunity to put in your thoughts. And we do edit those just in case. Today's poll, do you think businesses should be allowed to reopen here in Nevada? Get specific, even Northern Nevada if you want, because we are just not seeing the numbers. The numbers aren't adding up. And even day nationally, the projection keeps going down and down and down. This virus was massively over-projected, and we're seeing the result of it right now. This has been unprecedented. It's a very unique situation that we are in right now, and everyone is feeling the toll because states are doing different things. Companies are doing different things. There's no cohesive plan in place for something like this if it's ever happened, because we don't particularly prepare for something like this on a grassroots level for all businesses. So joining us right now, I promised you I'd have her on, and she promised me she'd be on, and I can't even call her PIO because she's so much more than that, but it's Kendra Kolanowski from Waste Management. Thank you so much for joining me, Kendra.
Thank you, Monica, and we're friends. And so don't take this the wrong way. My last name is Kostalecki. It's tricky.
Kostalecki.
It's a lot of letters.
Sorry about that. Kostalecki. Yeah. Yes, I have. I'm going in every direction. I get something stuck in my head. Kostalecki.
Trust me, I've been called worse. So
that is true. We've talked about emails and stuff. and stuff that you've received. So on a more serious note, Kendra, let's talk about waste management and what they are doing in the community right now. This all started from an email that I received from a gentleman that bags were not being picked up, and it was due to the coronavirus. Explain what's going on for people who don't understand what that has been around, because it's a bigger issue than just the collectors handling the bags themselves.
Yeah, and Monica, thanks for the opportunity to come on and talk to everybody today. And I do want to apologize for the frustration that customers have been having lately. And I'm super, super grateful. We're all very grateful for everyone who's shown the kindness and support for those drivers who are out there on the front lines. We have temporarily stopped collecting waste that is not containerized. And it was a sudden shift in response to social distancing. So it had happened kind of suddenly, and hopefully we're going to get out of it really suddenly as well. But what we're looking at, one of those things that we didn't expect to happen when we're all staying at home is that we all kind of start picking up projects that we weren't doing before. For me, that's cleaning out some closets that were stuffed full of stuff that I don't need anymore. For a lot of people, because the weather's good, it's been yard work. But whatever the reason, I understand some families also, kids at home maybe eating more snacks, and that generates a lot of waste. But for whatever reason, we are
and
generating
more
a lot more waste. And more diapers. And so, diapers and food waste, those are the things that we really want to get out of the community, because those are the kinds of things that are going to attract pests and rodents. That waste that rots, we really want to focus on that and get that in the container so we can get it out of the community. What we're trying to do right now is maximize the use of the arm for the drivers. We don't really want them to get out of the trucks. We don't want them out socializing. I wouldn't say that we don't necessarily want them touching the garbage, because they do have PPE for that. But because there's so much waste, they would be picking up a lot, and that's tough on the body, and it slows down the route. So we still have the same number of trucks and the same number of drivers that we had before, and those guys still have to cover the same amount of ground. So we want to make sure they get from the beginning of their route to the end of the route by maximizing that mechanical arm. So we're asking, if you're doing yard work, if you've got dry waste like cardboard, or plastics that are things that can be set aside until we can catch up, then focus mostly on that waste that's going to rot. Put it in your container, or you can put it in your own personal container for collection so that we can use the arm. But I do want to go ahead and state on that most personal containers are not as sturdy as a waste management container, so that you could have some damage from the collection arm on that.
And yeah, you don't have to purchase another bin from Waste Management, because I've had a couple of emails on that people say, you know, and they're expensive, I can't afford to do that. But you can get one of the sturdier ones at your, you know, local outdoor place, which is still open, the big box stores, or a metal one. And Kendra, you and I talked about this off air, that it's because of the pressure that claw or the arm has to grab on to that container, because yours are so much stronger, to be able to tip it up and tip it over into the the garbage truck.
Yeah, that tension is set. The garbage cans that Waste Management provides are a little bit sturdier, but that tension has to be set such that when that can is full and heavy, that the claw can grab it and pick it up without it slipping through. If it's too delicate, it's not going to be able to pick up the can. So yeah, you can if you need to purchase a can at a hardware store, you can do that. If you've got one on your property, you can use that. And you can order another waste management can. I don't know that I would necessarily recommend it at the moment, because we don't know how long this is going to last.
Yeah. So let's keep going on from there. People have said, well, do I get a refund from all this if you guys aren't picking up the waste? And it's only been for how long, Kendra?
So I think it's It's been 3 weeks now, 2.5 weeks that we've been making these changes. And again, it was a sudden change, and we expect to go back to services just as suddenly. It's a fluid situation, and as you were mentioning as we were coming into the segment, this is just unprecedented. Nobody planned for it, and nobody expected it. So we're kind of, for lack of a better term, making it up as we go along. But we're getting better and getting a handle on the situation. Unfortunately, I think a lot of us are starting to normalize to this. But the good point of that, the good part of that is that we're beginning to understand what the need is, and so we can pivot towards that.
Well, and besides that, with the unprecedented event, you guys have on the commercial side so much more waste is coming in because of the rotting food and stuff. Because restaurants and businesses like that, the casinos, they haven't been able to keep all of this fresh stuff.
So actually, we're experiencing the opposite. We've allowed a lot of businesses to pause their accounts because they can't provide service. And so, I don't want to get into that. I probably shouldn't talk about it. But there's a big loss happening on that end. I've seen some really great things with the casinos. I saw Peppermill had actually packaged up a lot of their fresh stuff and donated it. So I think they're giving back to the community with those perishable items.
That's fantastic.
But as you mentioned, again, as we were coming into this segment, a lot of businesses aren't open. And we want to take care of our customers because, like any other business, without customers, we don't have business. So, again, it's all fluid, and there are a lot of conversations going on about what's going to happen. We don't know yet. Don't know yet.
What about the transfer stations?
But in the meantime, so we have closed a lot of the transfer stations. That's a touch point for the community. So our goal is to not be a place where we can expose the public to transmission or our employees to the transmission, and our drivers use the same transfer stations that the public uses. And if we have an outbreak at one of the transfer stations and our drivers happen to get sick, then we're really in trouble. We won't be able
then
to
the get service goes down.
Out of the then the service goes down. And we can't just magically come up with new drivers. So we really want to make sure that those guys are protected, they have the equipment that they need, and that we're not creating touch points that aren't necessary at this point. So Lockwood Landfill is still open for some of those customers who are out in the more rural areas or even in Reno, Sparks, and Washoe County. We've got Lockwood Landfill open, and we've got the Commercial Road Transfer Station has been reopened. The thing that to keep in mind is we are not accepting cash right now. We're only doing transactions by a credit or debit card.
Okay, well, I wish people realized how dirty money really is. There's a lot more germs being transferred than just CVD-19 when it comes to handling cash and stuff. But is that really just the thing that people need to hang on, especially to the dry waste, a bag of weeds that people are out working in their yards, or if you're cutting down bushes and stuff, that's not going to be a problem when all this is said and done if you just keep them in your yard for a little bit.
Right. Yeah. That yard waste will keep. Some people compost it, which is a great idea too. But some of those things that'll keep, but yeah, that food waste, diapers, things that you know are going to get stinky and gross, make sure that gets bagged and put in your trash can and at the curb for collection. That's a priority. And again, I apologize. I know that's frustrating, especially when we're all generating more waste. But these are unprecedented times, and we're kind of trying to figure out solutions, all of us on an individual level and on a community level, to get through until we can start to loosen the reins again.
Now, because those bags will be picked up eventually.
Eventually.
When
yeah,
you
we're
guys
go
get
back to
caught up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, what about... What about the recyclables? Are those? Sorry, I'm getting a text here. We just got a question. And what about the recyclables? How are they being handled?
Right now, those recyclables are not being sorted. Unfortunately, we, as recyclers, are really good in our community. We're just not good enough to send that stuff straight to processing, mm-hmm. or straight to the remanufacturers without some kind of processing. And because the processing happens by hand, people are touching that. They're physically sorting through it. Right. We are forgoing that right now. So in our community, just here in our local community, we are currently not processing those recyclables. But we want people to continue to sort them the way that they are, because we pulled that trigger very suddenly. And we are going to put them back on the line just as quickly as we can. So we don't want people to start contaminating their recyclables because there's more demand. This is a surprising and interesting thing. There's actually more demand for recyclable material because of the economy that we're in right now. So, for instance, mixed paper, that colored paper, junk mail and things like that, there wasn't a huge demand in our area for that before because of the green fence that we saw with China no longer taking our recyclables. But now what's the big thing that everybody needs? It's tissue paper, toilet yeah. paper, and that can be made out of that kind of mixed paper. So we want to be able to provide that feedstock as soon as we can.
All right. Kendra, I got to let you go. I could have you on for hours, actually, talking about waste management. But if somebody has a question specifically, how can they get a hold of waste management and either talk to somebody or work something out online?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got some great resources. Please go to wm.com/alerts. That shows what changes, what sites are open. Please email us at CSNevada. I'm sorry, that's what I'm trying to get to. CSNevada@wm.com. And you can call us also at 775-329-8822. So, and if you update your account at WM.com, also we'll send you texts, emails, or calls, whichever you prefer to be contacted by.
All right. Kendra Kostelecki.
Yes.
Thank you
so
much, Kendra with Waste Management. We'll have you on again as soon as this all starts getting cleared up for people to get their updates and everything as well. Kendra, thank you so much for calling in and explaining why what is happening right now is happening. So we all just have to be patient and work together. Thanks, Kendra. We'll be back right after this quickly as we wrap up the show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad that you are with me today, and I hope you have a wonderful Friday. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. We're all supposed to be self-distancing, physical distancing, and staying home, but when you've got blue sky and sunshine out there and looking like it is right now in northern Nevada, I know that's kind of impossible. So whatever you do, just make sure you're washing your hands. If you feel like you need to wear a face mask, wear a face mask. Stop touching your face. I know, coming from me, if you knew me, that's very hard because I'm constantly touching my face. Rubbing my eyes, scratching over here, running my hands through my hair.
Monica Jay on KKFT.
But it's unprecedented. So this is what we do. This is what we do. We hang together, we get through it, and we learn from the mistakes, and we prepare for the next one. Because the most important thing to remember out of all of this is there will be a next one. People have been talking about something like this happening, that there's not going to be a third world war with an atomic bomb or a nuclear weapon. It's going to be with a virus. So not only work on how we can do this better, but work on the people who we elect to make those decisions. Because right now we've got a governor who's just going back and forth and opening and closing, and you do this, and it's not good. FightForNevada.com. It's the Monica Jay Show. Have a beautiful weekend. Know that I'm going to think about you every minute of every day. God bless and be safe. Happy Easter.